This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Ethan, Louise, Ethan, and Casey in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Together, they are Corner House. Who's going to tell us about that tune?
Well, this is Louise, and that was a tune of mine that I wrote for a good friend of ours, Gabe Hirschfeld of the Lonely Heartstring Band. Gabe was experimenting with facial hair one day, and I wrote a tune for his short-lived moustache called Gabe's 24-Hour Tash.
So you get a lot of inspiration from your friends.
Definitely.
And he understands that. Yeah. He's okay. So where did you guys come from? I had a chance to meet you this past summer at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. And are you based pretty much out of the Massachusetts area? Is that really where you're hanging out?
We're all in the Boston area at the moment. We kind of met through... We've all studied at Berklee College of Music. Casey has a year left to go. We kind of met through Berklee and through the general kind of music scene in Boston. Ethan and I lived together in a big house of musicians, along with Gabe, and kind of came out of playing together in the kitchen on snow days. That's kind of how it all kicked off. And then Casey joined the fold just last summer, end of last summer. We added Casey to the lineup.
I like it that you said, you spend a lot of time on snow days playing. You probably pray for snow days, don't you? Kind of like, oh, yeah.
And oh, other times too, but those are definitely prime playing in the kitchen days.
I feel like there's a song in the making there about snow days.
Yeah, yeah, there definitely is.
Mm. Hey, I know you get a lot of your inspiration from nature. And so how's that fold into what you guys are doing? Are you hanging out and outside playing a lot, or is it just in your playing you feel, or is that just something that ties you all together?
I think we all have very adventurous spirits in various ways and like to spend time outside. We kind of started our summer off in Vermont, up in a cabin, and spent a lot of time hiking and eating dinner outside and recorded some music outside and playing out on the porch. And then we spent a bunch of time out on the West Coast writing music up amongst the redwood trees. I think it's something that feels very, very important to us to get down to earth and play together and write together.
That's Casey, the cello player. Do you have a portable cello that you can take out?
Well, not super portable. Sometimes I'll throw a strap on and play it that way, but it's not the most portable instrument.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio, Corner House. How about another tune, then we'll come back and talk a little bit about your recent EP.
Sure, let's do it.
So much weight, and for sure you're not a waste of time. like you carry so much weight, and for sure you're not a waste of time. It's your grave. Never be a falling line. But don't get your heart caught on your sleeve, caught up in all the ties that bind you. Be free. Never be a falling line. Oh, never be a falling line.
That's an Ethan Hawkins tune, You're Great. Is that a message for yourself or someone else, Ethan?
I guess it's about both. It generally means not to take yourself too seriously, but not to put yourself down either. Just find a happy balance. Know that you're great.
It's all about balance.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's included on the recent EP from Corner House. I noticed you gave some credit to Dr. List, or Dr. Greg, the banjo player and faculty member at Berkeley, and also to Joe K. Walsh, formerly with, Greg was with Crooked Still for a while, and Joe Walsh was with the Gibson Brothers, also one of the founders of Joy Kills Sorrow. Mm-hmm. How could a banjo player influence what you guys are doing and your work?
Oh, the mysteries of the four-finger banjo.
I think the influence of Greg on us is probably too myriad to really describe.
It's very, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff. He was our landlord.
Oh.
He still is my landlord.
Okay. So your Berkeley crew is they're a supportive community, and also kind of it seems like a really good supportive network of folks that help you guys to improve and also to survive.
I mean, I feel like we do that for each other in a lot of ways. It's definitely a family kind of network. I mean, we cook for each other. We play music with each other. I don't think the people in... I don't think I could exist without the people in my life, and I'd hope for vice versa. I'd hope for It's true. They're touching their hearts.
They, yeah,
here.
They... giving me some they did that eye roll thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, I see that you shared the duties with the songwriting on the album. It looks like everybody's had a piece of that. Is that pretty much typical of what you're doing in the creation of your work?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a very specific method.
Okay. All right, let's talk.
It starts with a couple of words on a page, and then I take that over to Ethan and Louise's house, and me and Ethan sit down by candlelight with Louise with Louise running back and forth doing errands in the background. And
that's all I am. I'm just the housekeeper.
No. See that it's very imperative that you're in and out, because you're just like you're giving feedback as you're going along. Mm-hmm. And it's very necessary.
Okay, but, Casey, what's your story?
No.
I show up at the last minute and tell them to scrap the whole thing.
That's right.
That's what teammates are for.
That's right.
Right?
Quality control.
Yeah.
So
we do all contribute a lot, though, in terms of like songwriting tends to be a process between Ethan, and then arranging wise, we all kind of chip in, and that's a very much a team effort. But we all kind of bring things to the table with like tunes, sometimes like. A Scottish tune or something that one of us have written, or you know, Casey wrote an awesome tune on the banjo, or brought a tune from the kind of contra dance world, and so in terms of like melodies and tunes, we definitely all kind of contribute on that front, and then come together to arrange things and pick stuff out that works for the band.
You all seem so comfortable, you know. What is the secret to your comfort? You just kind of came in, sat down, started playing, and it sounded really good. What is your secret? Do you spend a lot of time working together?
We did this summer, definitely. Yeah. It's really, this, I guess, gelled a lot.
At this point, it's not really a lot of work to play these songs with these people.
Yeah, we've had a fun summer on the road.
Yeah.
So what would be a stretch for you? So you feel comfortable now. What would really be stretching?
That's a good question.
For this band?
I guess that's what we're trying to figure out, where the direction that we want to go. We have plans for recording a full-length album in the spring, and so at this point we're kind of looking for new material, trying to decide what our sound is, what direction that's going in, and yeah, I guess we're aiming for that.
Kind of searching for the next thing, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Now, seeing what happens.
Well, it sounds really good to me. How about another tune? You want to play another tune for us, Corner House? Why don't we, I'm going to just take a short break, and then we'll let you come back and play another piece for us. How's that?
Brilliant.
Sounds great. Okay.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
As the U.S.-China trade war pushes on, when will consumers start to feel its effects?
Shoelaces.
How much?
$4.
I don't think I've ever spent this much time in a grocery store ever in my life.
No.
An NPR team has been tracking prices at one Walmart in Georgia for more than a year. We'll hear what they found on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and New Hampshire Farm Museum, hosting the 11th annual Great New Hampshire Pie Festival on September 22nd, starting at noon. Details on their Facebook page. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're in the studio with Corner House. Their EP is called Smart Folks. What are you going to play for us next?
We're going to give you the title track.
Thank you.
Corner House with the title track from their album Smart Folks here at New Hampshire Public Radio. And Corner House is Louise and two Ethans and a Casey.
That's right.
So, you know, I'm so impressed by the folks that we know have some kind of Berkeley connection, like the Lonely Heartstring Band. They have a connection. Mile 12 had a connection, correct? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Corner House. And I know I think this summer I got to see the Rue de Beggars. Are they a Berkeley Roots offering? And so do you ever get to play with any of those people these days, or is everybody kind of spread out all over the place?
It's funny, it's kind of one of those times in Boston where the scene is turning over a little bit. A lot of the Lonely Heartstring Band folks and Mile 12 folks are kind of moving on from the city. And a couple of new bands like the Rue de Beggars and some other bands are coming in. It's kind of one of like the most unique parts about Boston. You have this kind of ever-rotating scene as people come through Berkeley and decide to, you know, stay or move on, and then, you know, new folks come in and it starts all over again.
We're going to talk about your schedule a little bit, but is there a place in your area where people are more likely to find you guys jamming or playing with some of your colleagues?
I don't play a lot in Boston formally. I guess there's a couple of jam sessions.
You guys hang out in the Cantab a lot.
But the Cantab Lounge is like one. I just played a gig with BB, and
oh really?
Yeah. I just played a gig with BB last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the banjo player from Mile 12.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. BB Bounanist, very very talented banjo player, and Maddie Whitler was in that band too from the Lonely Heartstring Band.
Mm-hmm. Is your education pretty rigorous? I mean, do you have time to play or visit, socialize, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, you do? Okay.
That's all part of it.
Three of us are out of school.
It's all part of the balance,
Casey's,
right?
Casey's the last one left in school at the
no
moment.
No time for fun for me.
One more year of grueling schedule for Casey. I think you're, I mean, for the most part, you'll find us in our kitchens. That's kind of where the magic happens. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Playing in different houses, just kind of getting together and jamming and yeah, that's kind of where we play most. And I occasionally will head out to the Irish bars and play Scottish and Irish music in Emmett's Bar or the Bar Inn in Boston, but for the most part we like to jam with friends at home. Or
Louise, it sounds like that's kind of where your roots are, huh?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I grew up in Orkney in the north of Scotland, and then I lived in Glasgow for 8 years, where there's an amazing roots scene, not unlike the Boston scene, but just a little bit more Scottish music.
Was school the thing that attracted you to coming to the play here?
Yeah, I mean, that and just the awesome scene. I travelled over. I came to Alistair Fraser's Fiddle Camp, Valley of the Moon on the West Coast in 2013, and I travelled around Canada and then ended up in Boston staying with folks and meeting folks there. And by the time I had come that far, I'd heard so much music and met so many talented people and kind of fallen in love with old time and just decided that I wanted to spend some time studying music, and I wanted to study with Bruce Molsky and Daryl Anger and all those amazing folks at the Roots Scene American Roots Program. So that's what brought me here. Yeah.
Well, the Fresh Grass Festival's happening, right? Yeah. That's coming up, as well as the New Hampshire Highland Games.
That's
you're
going
to do any playing at the New Hampshire Highland Games, or scope it out at all?
I might be there. I think I might head over to the Highland Games and maybe enter the fiddle competition. We'll see.
Oh, what a great idea.
I don't know.
You've got our support.
Thanks. And Ethan's going to be over at Fresh Grass this year. I don't know about Casey and Ethan. Are you guys going?
Not this year.
Not this year.
Nope.
But Fresh Grass is where we got our start as a band. I guess 2 years ago, we played as a trio, Ethan and I. And then last year, after we added Casey, we went back and played Fresh Grass again as this band in its current lineup, with the Berkeley American Roots Program showcase at Fresh Grass. So that's kind of where it all began.
So the festival scene seems like it's starting to cool down a little bit. I don't know. Do you go to any festivals outside of the Northeast where it might be warmer?
We'd love to. Those festivals listening, we'd love to play. we're mostly playing around the New England area over fall and spring, just kind of on weekends. We have gigs here and there, celebrating our new EP and doing some gigs with that until next summer, and hopefully then we'll have some festivals all over the place to go to.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. The new EP from Corner House is called Smart Folks. You want to play another tune?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can't believe all I've seen is over. Can't believe how beautiful it's been so far. So far. I've rode the roads New York to San Francisco. It took 10 years to make it to the Shenandoah, and quite a few cars, and quite a few cars. Now I'm driving to the radio, dancing with rabbits on this stretch of country road. Rolling home, rolling home. I can't wait to hear where the Joanna lost in the rain. I'd be there, but there's a party just down the way. Tonight I feel like playing. Tonight I feel like playing. Be there, that's such a good feeling. That dad's laughter's gonna shake the ceiling. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Now I'm driving to the radio and dancing with the rabbits on that stretch of country road.
man, I love that. I love that sound. It was awesome. Corner House, I love the line, driving to the radio, dancing with the rabbits on that stretch of country road. Who wrote that?
That's a Nathan Moore song.
Oh, my goodness. I just love that song.
Back from my hometown of Stanton, Virginia.
Okay. You know, we did talk about Louise's roots a little bit. How about the rest of you? Your roots are in Virginia.
Yeah,
Ethan Hawkins?
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia around old-time and bluegrass music, and I didn't get into it until I was about 17 or 18, but I was always listening to it. My dad took me, and I met all the guys from the Lonesome River Band, and my dad was in a band called the East Coast Bluegrass Band, and he won a lot of flat-picking competitions, and I sort of strayed away from that and started playing old-time, and so I came up to Boston, and I really wanted to play music with Bruce Molsky, and I had heard of Joe Walsh, and I'd seen him playing some really good stuff, so I wanted to play with him, too, and I got my wish, and,
good.
And here I am.
You guys get to play with Bruce and those Mountain Drifters from time to time?
Absolutely.
Every so often we do, yeah.
That's great. What about you, Casey? Where are your roots?
Well, I grew up in Rochester, New York, kind of just south and a little bit rural. I grew up homeschooled, so had a lot of opportunity to kind of find the things that interested me, and grew up in a community music school that had good roots in Suzuki and learning just good technique, and then improvisation, and also folk music of Celtic and old-time and New England contra dance music scene kind of was all part of what was in the tradition of that music school. So that was my roots from a young age, and moving to Boston kind of had the best combination of all those things, being in New England around all of the contra dancing and being at Berkeley near Bruce and also Natalie Haas, and studying with all of those folks kind of was like the best combination of all the things that I'd grown up loving.
What about you, Ethan? Is it Sarawan? Is that how you say your name?
Satiawan.
Oh, my goodness. Satiawan.
Yeah. It's kind of a tricky one.
I need my glasses. I can't really see it. Sorry.
That's all right.
Ethan Satiawan, what about your roots?
I'm from Goshen, Indiana, originally. My first instrument that I started playing was actually the cello. I played that for about 5 years before I found the mandolin when I was 12 or 13. I searched around for a couple of different instruments. I got pretty good at the mountain dulcimer for a little while, and then I got pretty good at the ukulele. But for whatever reason, the mandolin is what stuck.
Did you ever have a chance to listen to Jay Shimabukuro?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, talk about ukulele. Oh, my goodness.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you guys all got together, and you're now Corner House.
Yeah.
Next steps, what's in your vision? I know you got some shows coming up. You're going to be performing in New Hampshire. You've got some touring around that you're going to be doing right near us.
Totally, yeah. We'll be back in November for a day or two.
Oh, yeah. There's a show happening. Well, you're going to be doing some Maine visits, Madison in October, Orleans. Or is that Mass? Wait a minute.
Orleans is Mass.
Orleans is Mass. Madison's Maine.
Yeah.
Orleans is near the Cape, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere down there. Mm-hmm. Kennebunkport in on the 21st at a house concert. Sunapee has a coffee house happening on Friday, November 22nd. Then you guys are going to be heading over to Brattleboro, Vermont for the Stone Church. That's on the 23rd. The 24th is Burlington, Vermont. And then a couple dates in Connecticut, and then heading back to Massachusetts. So if you want to find out more about Corner House, their website is cornerhouseband.com. And just you can find out a little bit more about what these guys are up to, and possibly even request an EP. You can do you have to go to your show to get an EP, or could somebody request it online by contacting
you? You can buy them on our website or on bandcamp.com. We'll mail them out.
So the immediate future is you're not looking too far ahead, but shows right here in the Northeast. And then do you have a bigger plan for you, another EP to produce or anything like that?
Yeah, full album.
Yeah, we'll be on the road some in the spring, but recording a record in April is kind of the next big project for us. So we're going to be working on writing a bunch of material through the fall as well, and and go into the studio next spring.
What's going to be different about the bigger project? Any thoughts?
Well, I think we're going to take a longer period of time and kind of get out of the city and work in a more focused environment than Ethan Hawke's bedroom.
They're going to hike to the White Mountains with the cello on the back.
Yeah, right, exactly. The okay. We're working with a producer this time for the first time, so we're all really excited about that. The great Maeve Gilchrist will be producing.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Heart player,
yeah.
Phil
That's
Scott.
Great.
And in the longer run, we're hoping to for a return to the West Coast in the fall, maybe even a trip to Scotland again, and just lots of festivals and things, and just hoping to get out there and get playing as much as we can.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests have been Corner House. Wishing you folks all the best as you travel around and play your tunes, and good luck with school, Casey.
Thank you.
Must be a little daunting to be finishing up, right?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd make it this far.
Well, you've done it, Ms. Rochester, New York person. So, yay. Thanks so much for coming into
Thanks
the folk
so much
show.
For having us
yeah,
all.
We look forward to seeing you again down the road. Yeah. Got one last tune for us?
Yeah, we've got one more. I'm going to switch over to banjo for this one. This is an original banjo tune of mine. It's actually the very first banjo tune I ever wrote. And I wrote it on Christmas Eve a couple years ago, going through the snow, looking through the trees and the moon coming through, and thinking of all the people you're missing and wanting to be near when you're experiencing something beautiful like that. So it's called Through the Snow-Covered Pines. Thank you.
That's Corner House. Visit their website, cornerhouseband.com, to find out where they're going to be playing near you and possibly to add a copy of their Smart Folks EP to your music library. Thanks so much, Corner House.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Become an NHPR sustainer today for a chance to win a trip to Nova Scotia, Canada. If you're our lucky winner, you and a friend will take a ferry ride from Bar Harbor, Maine to Yarmouth, Nova Scotia for a relaxing five-night stay, where you can cruise the Acadian shores, explore the city's rich maritime history, or eat fresh oysters to your heart's content. You'll be automatically entered to win this incredible trip to Nova Scotia when you support the news you trust at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Richards Group, creating employee benefit and wellness solutions for employers throughout the region. Information at therichardsgrp.com. And the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, fulfilling the charitable legacies of generous New Hampshire citizens and businesses. More at nhcf.org. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.